Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Dr. Shara Downey absolutely loves helping people regain optimal health and having the tools to help themselves as they need to. As a doctor of chiropractic, Dr. Shara has been serving the Singapore community 13 years, empowering families of all ages to discover the root cause of illness that may cause interference to the nervous system. After growing a successful practice for over 9 years and starting two others from scratch, Dr. Shara is mentoring other wellness practitioners to grow their businesses as well. She has also developed the signature coaching program, especially for entrepreneurs, wellness practitioners, to enhance in communications that accelerate client results, client conversions, and increases renewal and referrals in their business. Hi, Shara. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so excited to share your story. So shall we get started?
Absolutely.
Excellent, excellent. So where are you now? Tell us about what's happening for you right now.
Well, at this very moment, I'm in Singapore. I'm a Canadian that's living in Singapore. I've been here about 13 years and I've just started my second business.
Oh, wow. Do you want to tell us a bit more about your business?
Well, it kind of came out of necessity. I had three kids and was working full time in my first business and realized with three kids, that's not possible to do. I wanted to spend more time with them. So, you know, and I found that as I had worked in the first business, a lot of people were asking me questions and how did I get successful? So it kind of naturally lent to this speaking mentorship that I started to do. And then I started a business around that. So that's where I'm at now.
Oh, wow. That does sound exciting. So where have you been? What's your story to get to this point?
Oh, my goodness. Well, as I mentioned, I'm a Canadian and, you know, living in Canada in a very small town, I had always dreamed of seeing the world. And so my thought was, regardless of what I do, doesn't matter what my job is, I want at some point to travel. And so luckily for me, through high school and uni, I had traveled and done some outreach programs and really fell in love with Asia. So when I went through professional school and finished my chiropractic degree, I just knew I wanted to practice. So I looked at jobs in Australia and in the UK, and they seemed too similar to Canada. So I kept going east and I landed in Singapore.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is a bit different. What do you think would have been a tipping point for change then? Did something actually happen to send you off that way? Or
I think for myself, it's the idea, I had seen a lot of people in, let's say, their lowest points. When I worked in outreach programs and working in orphanages and with people really disadvantaged. And working with people disadvantaged in my country and then also around the world, it's really observing how they really took that disadvantage, what they did with it, how they changed, or in some cases, how their lives didn't seem at all derailed by the fact that they were disadvantaged, if you will. And if I think about it, like the people in Thailand are some of the happiest people on the planet, and yet by rights, you could say they have the least. And so I really was curious about that and wanted to investigate that further and kind of study what their thinking was, what their beliefs were, why did they come to this point? And that's sort of one of the things that sparked me to kind of investigate and then move forward.
Excellent. So do you think it was more of a slow rumble that led you to changes after that? Or did you have another lightning bolt? Or
I would say that was the slow rumble. Yeah. So once you make that big leap, it's fabulous, but then you go, oh gosh, now what? So, you know, I'm in a foreign country. I had a 2-year contract that finished. They didn't extend. And I literally had a week to decide, am I staying here or am I repacking my whole life and leaving? And so it was that immediate now or never. And then I started my own practice. And it was really on a leap of faith because I didn't have a dime in the bank. I was young. I was straight out of school. And it just, everything fell into place. And that's, you know, you just kind of hope that the credit card works and you start a business. Not that I would recommend that to people.
No. But was it like fears that, it sounds to me like you were like a bit of a risk taker. So did the fear not hold you back, or did you get the fear and just took action anyway?
I suspect I've always been adventurous. I always love that excitement. And especially as a single person, obviously I'm a family person now, but as a single person, you've really got nothing to lose, right? Like in my mind and in my thinking, I always thought, well, I can always go home at some point, right? So let's try. If it doesn't work, then you try something else. And so that's always kind of been my motto. You have to try something at least once. And so if there is a bit of fear, to me, that's a sign that it's probably a good step. And, you know, work with the fear. Use it as excitement. Use it as a charge to kind of move yourself forward.
Yeah, I love that. I love that with the fear, because one of the first books I ever read was Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway by Susan Jeffers. And I think that's what sort of turned my life around. Yeah. Was, yeah, just, yeah, we'll get fear. But it's what you do after that. It's taking those steps, and they can be little or big, whatever. But at least you're taking steps, not letting it hold you back.
Yeah. Yeah. And I, as a child, like right from the beginning, you know, I lost my parents very young. And so I'd always been on my own, and anything I tried was new because my whole family had never really ventured out of Canada. So even university, I was the first one. Travel, I was the first one. So I've always been kind of brought up with that idea that it's okay to feel fear. In fact, embrace it, but do it anyway.
Yeah, I love that. Trailblazing. Have you had challenges along the way that made you feel like throwing in the towel?
Sure. Definitely. So the best thing I love about challenges, to be honest, is it's, it means that you're learning something new. If everything is completely smooth and nothing changes, that to me, that's a little bit boring, and also means that you're probably not growing. But yeah, my practice, I was pregnant with my second son, and as the lead doctor in the clinic, I had to bring in someone else to help me, obviously, when I was giving birth. And the second doctor that I brought in, unfortunately, the practice didn't survive. I lost 70% of my clientele and my sales in 4 weeks. So I barely had given birth and had to go back to the practice because it was on the brink of bankruptcy. And again, we're in a different country. And now I've got two little people to support plus my husband. And it was really that like 30 days, it's do or die. We either close the doors and leave, or you know, we make it work. And we did. And then 2 years later, we sold it for six figures.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huge. So when you have those down times, or you know, you're not quite sure what's going to happen next, what keeps you putting one foot in front of the other?
Actually, to be honest, that's the first thing you have to realize is you have to do one foot in front of the other. I'm a bit of a very big thinker. And so sometimes when you're in those down moments, it can be very easy to see absolutely everything possible that's going to go wrong and the huge mountain to climb. And in a way, I do take a look at that initially just to say, okay, what's the worst that can happen? And in a way, that does calm you a little bit, because now you've at least fulfilled that fear that's always nagging. But now it's like, take a step back, one foot in front of the other. What is the next step I need to do for this change? And so that's kind of my first motto. And the other one is, honestly, I blast my brain. It's about mindset. It's about clarity. And if you're getting a lot of negative thoughts or a lot of worries, you have to actually literally clear them out of your head. And it's not thinking them out. You really need to replace them with something else. And I remember in those dark times, I would be in the clinic, and with every patient and every moment, I would be saying my mantra in my head or thinking a specific thought and, you know, breathing a certain way, because it just, every single second of that time, I was in such negativity, but I just had to shield myself from it. And I knew if I could shield my mind, that things would eventually change, because nothing stays the same forever. Nothing. So this too shall pass. And so I just knew I needed to clear my mind when I was going through that process.
Yeah. And I love that question that you ask yourself, what's the worst that can happen? Because I think that's just a brilliant question. It just stops you, and you take a second and you start really thinking about, well, what really can happen? Is it just a no? Is it that, you know, I might just have to start again, or is it one might have to go in a different direction? So yeah, great question. Yeah.
Because I think sometimes we can catastrophize everything in our mind.
Yeah.
And then you get paralyzed, or you really don't want to get out of bed, but that's not going to help you.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, do you have a big vision or a big message you're trying to get out there?
My biggest passion at the moment is really to empower other female leaders in wellness. And so when I was in chiropractic college, we were the first class ever in history to be 50-50 men and women. And now that we're 15 years later, only 10% of those women still practice. And so hurts me to be honest, that we aren't having a greater impact in our community, and we just have a different way of sharing and a different way of showing people, you know, ultimate health. And so I really want to empower women that it doesn't matter if you're going to have a family or you're not going to have a family, you want to practice full-time or part-time, or you don't know how to run a practice or a business, but really there are steps that you can do to empower yourself, get support, get clarity, and really get yourself into the community to make a bigger impact. So that's kind of the next step for me, is helping others to be able to do, you know, what I was blessed to do and pay it forward, because I had so many people that helped me.
Mm, fantastic. Have you had an ignition point where things have really started taking off for you?
I would say actually in the last couple of months, I was doing some coaching and mentoring, and what I found is that there's a lot of business or new business owners that are kind of at a lot of different points. And because I work really specifically with how you deal with your clients, how you can connect with them, the rapport, using neuroscience principles to really get that click, so that people are willing to stay and renew with you, it's not necessarily for a newbie, but it's really for someone that wants a deeper connection with the community. And so this last few months, what I found is I put it out there more, if you will, I wanted to speak more and have more opportunity. All of a sudden, I was blown up with interview requests. I actually got great interviews from other people as well. And I've got 3 events that I'm speaking at this year. And it just, like, honestly, in a matter of like 90 days.
Awesome.
Yeah. So it's been really fantastic.
So speaking about those interviews and that, my next question was, what new possibilities have opened up for you? So obviously a lot of speaking gigs.
Yeah, a lot of speaking. And I think just working with groups of women that are really high level and committed to what they do. And sometimes we can all feel like we're alone. We don't realize that there are other people going through the same thing, whether it be in your hometown or across the world, you know, like now the internet can bring us all so close. And so really bringing together these communities of women, that we're getting some mastermind groups going together and up leveling everybody at the same time.
What's the most exciting thing you're looking forward to in the future?
I think my biggest excitement is really to show my kids the possibility. So train by example. And because I'm able to travel and to speak, I'm really excited about bringing them with me. And so, you know, if they have a lesson in school about Egypt, well, guess what? Now we're in Egypt. You're seeing what you had your lesson on. So for me, it's always experiential learning for my kids and helping them to observe the principles that we teach them, but actually see them in action as well.
Mm, yeah, I love that. All right, let's have a change in pace. We'll go to the speed grind. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Excellent. All right, what's your favorite book?
The Big Leap.
Ooh, what's that one about?
Yeah. It's really about getting yourself forward, like you said, taking the leap of faith, and in different areas, and really kind of how to set yourself up for change.
Oh, sounds great. Do you have a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
I would say actually a few different figures, some that are alive, some that are not. So, you know, obviously my mother, who has passed when I was younger, and some other leaders in the female industry, wellness industry, that have passed. And for myself, trailblazers in North America, we've, you know, got a history of women not being able to do things for a long time. And also African-American women were also behind for a long time. So, you know, women that took a leap of faith regardless of their circumstance and led that for us. So Rosa Parks, for example, you know, and a few other ladies in the civil rights movement.
Yeah, that's awesome. What daily ritual works best for you?
I meditate daily. So what I've learned, which is a big one, because I grew up in the church, very heavily evangelical free, you know, singing in the choir every Sunday. But regardless of your faith, is spending time quieting your mind and allowing for your spirit, your source, whatever you want to call it, to actually speak to you. Because I'm a doer. I take action all the time. But it actually expends more energy and you don't get as much done than as if you take that time to be inspired and then take the action on the correct things you should be doing.
Yeah. I'm a big one for that, because that's what I was too. Do a do a do. I'll do lots of action, but when do I have quiet time?
Yes.
You have a favorite food?
Tuna and olives.
Oh, wow. Nice.
I used to get cans of olives when I was a kid in my stocking for Christmas. I love them.
Yeah, I don't know many kids that like olives, but I do adults, so I'm one of them. Do you like the country or the city?
I'm from suburbia, so that's a bit of a difficult question, but I would say the mix. Yeah. I like to be able to be in the mix of it all, but also to get away. So just slightly out of the city.
Yeah. What's your biggest piece of advice to give others to help them make change?
I think take time to be clear about what you actually want. I think because a lot of times people are very motivated by what they don't want, but they're not able to identify what it is they want. All they know is that they're running away from what they don't want, which is great. That's why we have that discourse in our life, so we know and we can make the choice. But actually take time out of this area that I don't like it, I don't want this. What does that mean I actually want? Take time to get clear on that, because oftentimes then the simple steps to move forward come very easily. But if you don't actually know what you're moving towards, then all you're doing is running away.
Yeah, it's a big thing I find with my clients too. They can always say, I don't want this and I don't want that. And also, what do you want? Oh, never really thought about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so getting clear on that is really, really important to be able to move forward, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
I would tell my former self to relax. I think I thought I had to have everything done by the time I was 25, and I was quite anxious about that. And I think if I went back in time, I would try, I would investigate. I knew from a very young age I wanted to do something in wellness or medicine, and so like from the age of 8, I was on course to be either a doctor or a physio or something. And so it wasn't a surprise what I did with my life. So I think if I had a timeline now, having experience living overseas and seeing other really great careers that also impact lives, I would go back and try something else.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, it's a big one, isn't it? Because quite often we think we've got to have it all planned out and all done by the time we're 25. And and when it doesn't work out, or you get there thinking, well, what's next?
Yeah, so. And that's a really big one. I finished school, and I mean, I had worked towards that for like 20 years of my life, and everything was done. And then you sit back and go, I'm still young. Now what? Yeah, it's a big one.
Yeah, it certainly is. Well, thank you so much for a valuable time today, Shara. Would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll end it there?
Sure. So you can find me on Facebook at Dr. Shara Downey or drshara.com.
Oh, excellent. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Igniters, Dr. Shara Downey has always been adventurous. She believes in trying something at least once and to work with the fear, and that challenges mean you are learning something new. I love how she's empowering female leaders in the wellness arena. If you want to contact Dr. Shara, go to drshara.com or visit her Facebook page, Dr. Shara Downey. If you want a copy of her free ebook, Think Outside the Box, go to her website. To learn more about living an adventurous life, see my website, ignitepodcast.com.